In this module, we're going to take a look at using the PacMate with Internet Explorer. There are several ways you can connect to the Internet using your PacMate. You can do it through Active Sync, by syncing your PacMate up with your PC and letting the PC serve the Internet to your PacMate. Or you can use the 56K modem, or an Ethernet card, or even an 802.11b card, a Wi-Fi card. We're starting from the Today screen, and we're going to go to Internet Explorer by pressing the Windows key, and then I until we hear Internet Explorer.
Start menu today. Inbox. Internet Explorer.
Now we'll press Enter to open this up.
Enter. Leaving menus. Page has 6 links. Pocket IE Home. Welcome to Pocket Internet Explorer. Not online yet. Find out how to link, get connected, and link save offline content. Press Tab to move to these useful sites and services. Link MSN Mobile. Link Freedom Scientific. Link Avon. Go link Pocket PC.
You'll notice that Internet Explorer opens up a page which is actually built into Pocket PC 2003 and has a number of links that you can go to. There's an MSN Mobile page, there's a Freedom Scientific page, a number of things that are preloaded, if you will, and you can experiment with those at your leisure. What we're going to do to allow us to demonstrate the features and the commands that you'll be using in Internet Explorer is we're going to go ahead and open up the HTML challenge page. We're going to press Tab until we hear the Freedom Scientific link.
Tab, link, get connected. Tab, link, save offline content. Tab, link, MSN Mobile. Tab, link, Freedom Scientific.
And press Enter.
Page has one link, Freedom Scientific. Freedom Scientific Inc. is the largest manufacturer of software and hardware for people with vision impairments in the United States. Freedom Scientific develops and manufactures and...
I've pressed Control to stop speech. What's happened here is that when we pressed Enter on that link, it opened up a small document which has a little bit of an introduction to Freedom Scientific, and it contains one link. That link actually will take us to the Freedom Scientific page. I'm going to press Tab to get to that link.
Tab, link www.freedomscientific.com.
And I'll press Enter now.
Enter. Page has 29 links, Freedom Scientific, graphic, Freedom Scientific logo, this page, link, skip navigation, link, products and services, link, purchase, link, downloads, links of Freedom.
And I've stopped speech with the control key. Let's bring up the list of links by pressing Insert F7.
Links list dialog, links list view, skip navigation, 1 of 29.
Press T to go to the training link.
Taking orders for new PacMate integrated unit. Training.
And press Enter.
Enter. Internet Explorer. Page has 29 links. Freedom Scientific Training Department main page. This page link skip navigation link home button. Freedom.
Once again, I've stopped speech by pressing the control key. We're going to go to the HTML challenge by pressing Insert F7 to get our list of links back.
Links list dialog. Links list view. Skip navigation. 1 of 29.
Now I'll press H until I hear HTML challenge.
Home button. Freedom Scientific logo. HTML Challenge version 2.
Press Enter.
Enter. Internet Explorer. Page has one heading and 16 links. The HTML Challenge. Heading level 1. The HTML Challenge. As computer technology advances, it presents screen readers with new challenges to provide you with the information you need. Freedom Scientific has risen to the challenge of providing you with access to the World Wide Web. This site describes the challenge and shows how JAWS registered 5.0.
I've pressed Control to stop speech, and we're going to go to the Structure and Format link. Press Insert F7 to bring up the list of links.
Links list dialog, links list view, introduction to HTML, 1 of 16.
Now press S until you hear Structure and Format.
Structure and Format.
Press Enter.
Enter. Internet Explorer. Page has 9 headings and 3 links. The HTML Structure and Format Challenge. Heading level 1. The HTML Structure. HTML.
And I've pressed Control to stop speech. This page contains 9 headings, and we're going to use it to demonstrate one of the navigation quick keys available to you. I want us all to start in the same place, so press Control Home.
The HTML Structure and Format Challenge.
That puts us at the top of the page. Now press H.
The HTML Structure and Format Challenge, Level 1.
And JAWS has read a heading title for us, and we also learned that we've landed on a Level 1 heading. Press H again.
Headings, Level 2.
We've moved to a Level 2 heading. It's the next heading in the document here. and it is entitled Headings. Press H again.
Moving by headings, level 3.
And you'll notice we've moved down another level. It's a level 3 heading. You might be asking what these levels mean. You can think of this as sort of an outline format, where level 1 headings are main headings, and then headings that are level 2, level 3, etc., would be headings that are indented under each of the main headings. We've moved forward through this particular page by pressing the letter H. If I wanted to move backwards, I could press Shift H. I'm going to do that now.
Headings, level 2. The HTML structure and format challenge, level 1. No prior headings in document.
So I've gotten to basically the top of the document. I'm told there are no more headings. So that was a demonstration of using the letter H to navigate by heading. Let me show you some other things. We're going to go back to the main HTML challenge page. There are several ways you can go back using your Packmate. You can press Alt left arrow, or you can press the backspace key. I'm going to press Alt left arrow.
Back on this site.
The Packmate's gone back to the previous page, and since we only heard just part of a sentence, I want to be sure that we are where I think we are. So I'm going to press Control Home.
The HTML challenge.
And I'm at the HTML challenge main page now. Let's press Insert F7 to bring up our list of links.
Links list dialog. Links list view. Introduction to HTML 1 of 16.
Press the letter L.
Links.
And press Enter.
Enter. Internet Explorer. Page has 5 headings and 18 links. The HTML links challenge. Heading level 1. The HTML links challenge. This page link skip navigation. This page link moving through links. This page link link types. This page link links with titles. Links provide a me provide.
I've pressed Control to stop speech. Let me show you something about this page. Press Control Home to go to the top of the page.
The HTML links challenge.
And let's read down together through the page using the down arrow key. The current line that we're on is the title. It says the HTML challenge. And I'm going to start pressing down arrow.
Lang. Heading level 1. The HTML links challenge.
There's my first heading.
Lang. This page link. Skip navigation. This page link. Moving through links. This page link. Link types. This page link. Links with titles. Lang. Links provide a means of moving from one document or portion of a document to another. A link is provided by placing text or an image inside an HTML element.
Now you notice that after the heading there was a blank line. There were 4 same page links, a blank line, and then the beginning of text. This type of arrangement is one that is common to many web pages. You'll have perhaps a title line and maybe a heading, and then a number of links, and then the actual text that you're trying to read. What I'm going to do is show you how to skip over those links to the actual blocks of text that you want. Let's press Control Home again to get to the top of the page.
The HTML links challenge.
And instead of pressing down arrow, you're going to press the letter N, which will cause JAWS to skip to the next text.
Links provide a means of moving from one document or portion of a document to another. A link is provided.
Let me stop that with the Control key. What I did was press N, and as you heard, it went immediately past those 4 links straight to the text that we reached by pressing all those down arrow keystrokes. In order to make this a little clearer for you, what we've done is configured this command to move immediately to the next block of text that's 25 characters or larger in size and that does not contain a link. There are a number of other navigation quick keys that you can use with JAWS, and there are pages on the HTML Challenge site that give you opportunity to use these and to play with them and see how they work a little bit better. This particular module has been just to give you a start in using the internet and being able to navigate quickly through these pages. And I'd like to encourage you to get to know these quick navigation keys. They'll make your use of the internet more efficient, and I think a little easier. So feel free to come back to the training page in the HTML Challenge to experiment a little bit more. There's a wealth of material available for you here. Keep in mind that the version of Internet Explorer available to you on Pocket PC is different from the current version of Internet Explorer available on desktop PCs or laptop PCs, so some of the HTML commands that you're used to using may not function on the Packmate. Once you've finished browsing the Internet, you're going to close the Internet Explorer application by pressing the Escape key. Your Internet connection will still be running in the background even though you've closed the application. In order to force Packmate to terminate that connection, You'll need to press these keys in the order I've given them to you and press them all within 7 seconds. Otherwise, the help bubble that comes up to let you actually perform this function will be canceled before you finish the entire command sequence. You'll want to press Control-Shift-M, Control-End, and then the Enter key. This will actually terminate your internet connection. This concludes this module. Please join me in the next module.